And this is All Things Considered on WNYC. A citizen's complaint for misconduct against New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will move forward. That's after a New Jersey judge signed a criminal summons against Christie just this morning. Also today, the prosecution rested its case against two top former Christie aides in a Newark courtroom. It's all in a day in Bridgegate. Joining us to discuss the developments is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Jamie.
Well, Chris Christie hasn't actually been charged by federal prosecutors in the Bridgegate case. So how is it that a judge found probable cause for a criminal complaint? And what does it actually mean?
So this was brought by a Bergen County activist named Bill Brennan. He brought the complaint based on the testimony of the star witness in the Bridgegate case, David Wildstein. So you'll remember that Wildstein said under oath that he and Bill Baroni had boasted about the lane closures to Governor Christie at a September 11th memorial service at the World Trade Center, and that Christie had laughed. So Christie up and down denied that. He denied it today. But the judge read through the transcript of Wildstein's testimony and said the sworn testimony of a federal witness constitutes probable cause. So he signed the criminal complaint for official misconduct because Christie didn't stop the closures while they were going on, according to what Wildstein said. Christie's spokesman attacked the activist, but the judge signed the complaint, which defense attorneys say is very rare. So this case now goes to the prosecutor, but that prosecutor was just appointed by Christie. He could recuse himself and give it to the attorney general, but the attorney general was also appointed by Christie and actually advised the governor about how to handle the Bridgegate case. Meantime, Christie says he'll appeal.
What my grandmother would have called a sticky wicket.
Exactly.
All right. Now, all of this, Andrea, goes on against the backdrop of the Bridgegate trial, which is ongoing in federal court in Newark. And today, the prosecution actually rested its case. What happened?
So the prosecution finished up by playing a tape of testimony Baroni gave to the New Jersey legislature in November of 2013, in which he very adamantly and aggressively insisted there was a traffic study. At the time, the testimony seemed kind of fishy, and now in court, after so much testimony by Port Authority officials, by police officers, from the mayor of Fort Lee, that testimony looked bad for Baroni. And it's coming right before he'll testify in his own defense. Then there was an FBI agent who testified that Bridget Kelly had deleted all kinds of relevant emails, including time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. So the case ended dramatically for the prosecution.
Yeah, and you're one of our trial watchers. What's your takeaway from the prosecution's case?
Well, all of the major prosecution witnesses, except for one, admitted lying to the press, us, or to the public in the past. So we're talking major figures like Wildstein, the head of the Port Authority Police Officers Union, and Pat Foy, who is the current head of the Port Authority. And though Wildstein called Kelly and Baroni his bosses, he clearly downplayed his own role in setting this whole thing up. Having said that, the email evidence coupled with Wildstein's testimony would seem to build a pretty strong case, especially against Bill Baroni, who was ignoring the mayor of Fort Lee's requests. Kelly's lawyer has managed to present her as a sympathetic figure, a single mother of four making $85,000 a year driving a VW Passat. But the emails and the texts she sent, including time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, don't look so good.
Yeah. What about all of the other people named by the prosecution? Two governors, Christie and Cuomo, and the former chair of the Port Authority, Christie's campaign manager. They've all been mentioned. What happens to all those folks?
Well, right now, nothing happens to them in federal court, and there's been so much testimony introduced by both the prosecution and the defense that Christie knew about it while it was going on and did nothing, that he personally was close to David Wildstein, that Christie's campaign manager, who now works for Donald Trump, was intimately involved, but let Kelly do the actual communications with the Port Authority. Even if the prosecution's case, all of it is true, there's a palpable sense that much larger characters not on trial were ultimately responsible, but gave themselves enough deniability so they wouldn't be charged, which is, of course, exactly what happened.
All right, and we are already in the defense case. We've got Andrea Bernstein there in court, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow, Andrea. Thank you so much for your
Thanks, Jamie.
Reporting. That's WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reporting on Bridgegate.